This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It may have taken them years to figure out a way to fix Michigan's crumbling roads, but the state Senate moved at lightning speed last week to get rid of straight ticket voting. A lickety-split committee meeting in the morning, the full Senate voting it through that evening. 23 Republicans for and 11 Dems and 2 Republicans against it. Michigan Radio's political commentator Jack Lessenberry is with us. And Jack, the sponsor of this bill is Troy Republican Senator Marty Nolenberg. And he says we, the voting public, should focus on the candidate and not pulling a lever for a political party. And to that you say?
Well, he doesn't really mean that. What this is about is partisan advantage. The Republicans feel, with a great deal of justification, that they're hurt more by straight ticket voting. And there is a very recent glaring example of it. Last year's election, when Governor Snyder was reelected governor, and most Republicans won, Democrats won 8 out of 9 statewide education board seats for the various universities and the Board of Education. And the reason for that was straight ticket voting. Well, what do I mean by that? A lot of people in last year's election voted mainly Republican, except they split their ticket to vote for Gary Peters, the candidate for U.S. Senate, because the Republicans had a very weak candidate, Terry Lynn Land, who lost overwhelmingly. But when people split their tickets, they almost never finish their ballot. They usually vote down to about the level of legislature. But then there's all these judges that most people have never heard of, community college board seats, state board of education seats, and voters tend to skip those. But you cast an automatic vote for all partisan candidates if you do a straight ticket ballot. And on election night, for example, Cassandra Albrick is a member of the State Board of Education, a Democrat. She went to bed convinced that she had lost. But what happened was when the votes were counted from Detroit, most people from Detroit just vote a straight Democratic ticket, and that managed to save her and almost all the other board members. So Republicans want to get rid of that.
So we would not even be having this conversation if most straight ticket voters voted Republican.
Exactly. In fact, there are some who vote Republican. My analysis of it, if you'd had this law in place, Terry Lynn Land would have done even worse, because there are some people who voted Republican straight tickets. If they'd had to split their ballot, they wouldn't have voted for her. But Republicans would have probably won more of those board seats. And that's what this is all about. Of course, it remains to be seen what the state house will do. But there's other problems with this, purely aside from the partisan ones.
Mm-hmm.
For example, it would take much longer if everybody went to the voting booth and voted one by one for all those offices. It would take 5 months. We have what sort of is called a bedsheet ballot now. We've got all these races, dozens of races, and the Republicans have also made it harder. They don't want to make it any easier for people to get absentee ballots. We don't have early voting that states like Indiana and Ohio have. So if you actually went in the voting booth and voted for all this, it would be horrible congestion and chaos. So what you would probably do is having people cast fewer votes.
And we know the Michigan Townships Association, which represents local clerks, was very, very much against this.
Of course, because they people wouldn't vote for their candidates at all. And most of us, let's face it, I'm over 60, so I automatically get an absentee ballot. I cover politics. I've covered them all my life. But I have to call people. I don't know the people running for the community college boards in my county. I sometimes don't know some of the district judge candidates. And what we've learned is that when people are faced with those options, they do one of two things. They either vote for people with names like Kelly or O'Brien that make them feel comfortable, or they just skip the race entirely.
Now, we can't forget that the state legislature tried to get rid of straight ticket voting in 2001, and voters responded with an initiative and reinstated it. But that isn't going to happen this time.
Well, that's a very good point, and it indicates essentially the underhandedness of this proposal. I don't say that in a partisan sense. I would be condemning it just as much if the Democrats did it. There's something sort of crooked about this, and this is what this is. You're exactly right. They tried this in 2001, and the voters said absolutely not. They did a referendum. Republicans have stuck $1 million appropriation in this bill. There's no reason there should be any appropriation, but they stuck that in there for one reason. The Michigan Constitution says if a bill includes money, it's not subject to referendum. So basically, they are taking the right to change this away from the people. This is sort of an anti-democracy bill on many levels. Now, of course, that's an abuse. What the people writing the Constitution meant was they're talking about budget bills, and you don't want to have statewide votes on budget bills. It would just be chaos. But we have a new practice all of a sudden the last few years of sticking token appropriations into bills to try to thwart the people's will.
Yeah, exactly. You've said this is not the first time they've done this, and we're seeing this kind of tactic pick up.
They are. In the case of the wolf hunting thing, I think they had to withdraw it. There was so much that they were sort of shamed out of it. But no, this is a new Republican tactic. What we don't know is if this will get through the House and if the governor will sign it. There were 2 Republicans who didn't go along with this, and the partisan balance is closer in the House. The Republicans have, I think the current margin is 61 to 46 seats in the House. So if a few Republicans said no, it wouldn't go through. And there's also not many days left in this legislative session because they take long vacations. Most of us should have vacations like they do. And there's only a few days, I think something like 6 or 7 days left that they can actually work. So this may just die of its own weight. But we don't know. And of course, we don't know what the governor will do.
And bottom line, then, the party that's preaching less government seems to be sticking its nose in the voting booth.
Well, the party that's preaching less government doesn't want people to have much say about that government. And some Democrats say, with some justification, I mean, they've gerrymandered the districts to give Republicans a whopping advantage. They make it harder to do voting, and now they want to take the right to cast a straight ticket away. It's conceivable this could backfire on Republicans in the voting booth, but they're betting that it won't, that it's too complex, and that people won't pay attention.
Michigan Radio's political commentator, Jack Lessenberry. Thanks so much, Jack.
Thank you.